Well, I'll tell you, the interesting thing about the Greens is they have moved some way from their environmental origins. And Russell Norman, is a very interesting character. He began his career, of course, as a Trotskyite in the Australian Communist Party. And what he really is...
There's not a party called the Communist Party.
It was called the Australian Workers' Party.
He's taken the ice pick to Trotsky.
And basically, I think you have to admire his discipline. He is a committed Marxist-Leninist, and he has disciplined himself.
Al-Qaeda.
What Russell Norman has done, because he doesn't seem naturally to focus on environmental issues. There's others in the party that do, but he's put his head down. He came to New Zealand, and he pulled himself up, worked through the Greens, sort of like an interest, and has almost sort of hijacked the Green Party, made it look mainstream. But I've got no doubt that deep down he remains loyal to the initial cause.
And this is just before the great, when Matthew said, is that, of course, he'll have a choice about going to be a cabinet minister.
Well, he will. Key will offer him a cabinet post, and he'll have to decide, mm-hmm. will he, as a Trotskyite, take a position in John Key's cabinet? Because if he was a genuine Green, I think he would.
You see, it's a fascinating one, Matt, because you've got, Matthew and JT sort of, salivating over this bloke. And I think...
This is about two months ago. They were sneering.
That's right,
About what a drip he was and how he wasn't up to it and useless and weird.
I am not on the record saying that.
So I always...
I've written columns about
that. And so as soon as the Greens go up, they claim the credit.
Tommy Headey starts saying, oh, he's a genius, a crossover. He starts salivating and he goes and he starts rubbishing all the hard work done by all the
highly disciplined.
And we got the right wing fundamentalist Maori nut all of a sudden complimenting Norman. This guy used to insult him when Norman used to come into the studio.
I mean,
I'm just admiring.
No, he's a genius.
I'm admiring his Leninist discipline.
You're a flip flop.
However, I think the Greens are there because the brand has been established.
That's right.
I think, and because Labor's not doing well.
You know nothing,
and they
Rico,
haven't made
up.
Any
You're
mistakes.
A jerk.
No. And that
That's
Russell
true. Thank you,
has, not intentionally, but has been able to ingratiate himself to the ruling class.
Right.
Who praise him. Praise him and the Greens. Because they know it hurts the Labor
really.
Party.
It's not because of what John Tumahedy says, and he's some economic genius, and he's the messiah. He's just lucky, man.
No, I think
he's part of the wave.
There's no such thing.
But the Greens haven't changed.
That's right.
It's the commentary from the right wing has changed.
That's right.
Because they see they can put the boot in the
Labor,
because people like Matthew just can't.
And John Tumahedy.
Wouldn't it be great? Yeah, I'm sure that JAD as well.
That's right.
But for different reasons, that Matthew, it's ideological, that JD, I think, is a bit of utu. But, they like the idea that Labor goes down very, very low. Can only will do that if the Greens keep going up.
I think we're saying all roughly the same thing. The Greens are a very well-established international brand through Greenpeace headquarters in Amsterdam, which coordinates the whole movement globally. Dating back to the Values Party in New Zealand, the Green brand has been very successful in New Zealand. People like them. We're clean and green. Yep. And what this Leninist has done is infiltrate that brand and take it over. And that's.
He's a genius.
And that's what he is. He's highly disciplined.
Highly disciplined.
And
extraordinarily
and
well educated.
And that's why he's got a PhD.
You've got a lot to thank Keith Lock for.
No,
you've got a lot to thank Sue Bradford for.
Yeah, they left.
Okay.
Thank God.
And I'm sick of right wing fascist mongrels like you two not giving credit where credit's due, Matt McCartney.
Quite right.
quite right.
Thank you, Matt.
No, I give credit to all of
name,
them.
Name the Locke-like person that's there. Name the Bradford-like person that's there. Name the Tenjos-like person.
They did the hard yards. They did the hard yards.
But Matthew's right. We're all saying the same thing in different ways. In our
it's not due to your hero, JT.
Will you try and shut that wacko
over here? This guy here loves getting the right wing behind. Tamahere says it's all due to Norman. Norman was a dickhead, according to Tamahere, when Norman first walked this
show.
He insulted him, rubbished him, questioned the sexuality.
According to JT, that Russell has evolved in the last 8 weeks.
JT is not. I don't.
He's a genius now.
I think that's right. I think JT never has given this guy credit for the long term, committed, dedicated, almost fanatical way that he's. We've infiltrated and taken over the green brand over a number of years.
Well, could you make sure these guys sort of take their pills before they come on the show?